Woo! Alright, welcome to the 716 Rocks Podcast. My name is Natron Patron.
Grizzle.
Redbeard. Mick Hope.
Yes! Ah. Thunder. Alright, welcome to the 716 Rocks Podcast. We got the whole crew here in full force. Feeling good? The Bills taking down Green Bay. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the man crush moments of the week. We nominate them. You guys vote for them. So let's jump into it. Grizz, who's your nomination?
All right, this week I'm going with John Rambo. Bakari Rambo.
Woo!
Out of nowhere, walking the streets, wandering, just looking for someone to take him in and treat him like the veteran that he is Bakari Rambo with two interceptions. And we're not talking about picks against some schlub of a quarterback. We're talking about two interceptions against Aaron Rodgers. Therefore, we're going with hashtag Rambo. Keep it simple.
I love it.
That's my pick.
Rambo. All right, you know what, guys? I'm going to go next. This might be controversial. I don't know how you guys are going to feel about me. My man crush moment nominee, Tom Brady.
No!
Come on.
I tell you, Tom Brady's lighting the fire, and here's why. You know what? I watch Kyle Orton. I'm crying. I'm dying. I'm rolling around. I'm feeling bad, especially when I see Tom Brady in the red zone, pulling down the rock, scrambling for 17 yards, and throwing his shoulder into the safety, man. That was awesome, and check it out at Boston.com. I just got to read a couple quotes here. So they're talking about it. They're laughing. And, dude, the Patriots were fired up. James Devlin, he told the Boston Globe, "Oh, man, he looked like a gazelle out there. I wish he would tuck it and run a bit more." And check this out. This is funny. I can't stand Julian Edelman. I think he's a greaseball. But here's the deal. love the quote.
Wow.
I love the quote. Check it out. He tells the Boston Globe, "It's always fun seeing the Clydesdale run. He's been working hard on his little mobility stuff. He takes that to heart, and it's always fun to watch him get fired up after a run. He's always had unbelievable pocket awareness, so he seems pretty good to me. I mean, he's been around here a while, a long time, so it's always great seeing the big dog get out there and move the chains. I call him Brady Vic." That's what Edelman says, so I'm saying hashtag Brady Vic. Boom. What do you say, McColt?
Well, I don't really appreciate you nominating Tom Brady on a Buffalo podcast.
Get over it.
But I'm going to nominate the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Woo!
I mean, the whole team, really. But, I mean, two interceptions, two sacks on Johnny Manziel in his first start. I mean, I don't know, man. That's all I saw on ESPN. Was stupid Johnny Manziel footage. I can't believe it.
Stupid.
I'm doing hashtag bankrupt.
Oh, shoot. Money Man's got no cash, huh?
He is broke.
All right, Redbeards, round us out. Take it home.
You know, I just got done vomiting after Nate nominated Mr. Uggs himself.
Whatever.
But and I just want to state, for the record,
you love him,
that if Tom Brady wins the Man Crush Moments this week, I quit the podcast.
Fair.
So on that note, I nominate Andrew Luck. And not for the reason that everybody thinks you might nominate him. He is a superstar stud of a quarterback. I'm going to nominate Andrew Luck for a hashtag psychological warfare.
Wow.
Check this out. SB Nation, this is their quote. It says, "Luck has become famous for congratulating sincerely and enthusiastically any player to hit him hard. Any sack is met with a hearty congratulations, such as, great job, or what a hit, he yells after hard hits that don't result in sacks, too. It is, players say, just about the weirdest thing any quarterback does in the NFL. Hashtag psychological warfare. I like his style."
All right.
Do you know how to spell psychological warfare, Natron?
I'm actually shortening it to hashtag psycho warfare. Is that cooler?
That works.
All right. There you have it. We have Bakari Rambo, hashtag Rambo, Tom Brady, hashtag Brady Vic, Cincy's defense, hashtag bankrupt, Andrew Luck, hashtag psycho warfare. We nominate. You guys vote. Make sure you check it out on Facebook or Twitter. The image, the meme with the most likes, shares, faves, and retweets wins. And I must say, Julio Jones won the Man Crush moment last week.
Julio.
Hashtag Man Crush times two. Good job, Redbeards.
Great.
All right, peace, guys. That's all we got for tonight.
Man Crush.